Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, September 12th, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
PPAC Private Bank and Trust expands equipment finance and leasing capabilities. PPAC Private Bank and Trust is expanding its equipment finance and leasing capabilities through its subsidiary, PPAC Capital, with the addition of a new team of specialists led by Anthony Paratine, Senior Managing Director and President. The team aims to build and diversify a portfolio of equipment lease and loan receivables, expand products and markets, and drive portfolio and revenue growth. Joining Anthony is Bruce J. Winter, Senior Managing Director and Chief Operating Officer, along with Leslie Roberts, Lori Gresko, Kevin Kitson, and Nicholas L. Cremonese Jr. The goal is to develop an intermediary equipment finance and leasing program to compete with larger institutions in the space. The legacy business, led by Lisa Chalkin, Lori Moylan, Richard Johnston, and Lisa Fitzgerald, will continue to offer asset finance and equipment leasing solutions to various industries. New Age Industries, Inc. announces new product. New Age Industries, Inc., the parent company of Advanta Pure, has announced the launch of its newest line of tubing, Advanta Sil APSPG Max Silicone Pump Tubing. This tubing is designed to extend pump life, providing approximately 300 hours of performance with low spallation and good flow rate stability. Ideal for critical bioprocessing applications, the APSPG Max reduces risk and downtime from changeovers. The translucence allows for full fluid visualization. CEO Mary Marcus is excited about this addition to their silicone pump tubing portfolio and hints at another launch in 2026. New Age Industries, Inc., founded in 1954, is a leader in fluid transfer system solutions for high-purity markets, offering a variety of materials like silicone and rubber. They are an ISO 9001 certified, 100% employee-owned corporation with a focus on sustainability and social responsibility. Arkema adds North Kansas City MO to global list of ISCC Plus certified powder coating resin facilities. Arkema, a leader in specialty materials, has achieved ISCC Plus certification for its polyester powder coating resins facility in North Kansas City, Missouri. This certification adds North Kansas City to the global list of Arkema's certified powder coating resin facilities, which also includes sites in Spain and India. This achievement reinforces Arkema's commitment to sustainability and reducing carbon footprints in coatings. Powder coatings resins offer solvent-free, low-waste, and durable solutions, making them crucial for sustainable innovation in various industries. Arkema's certifications are part of a larger roadmap covering multiple technologies and products for coatings. With a focus on specialty materials, Arkema aims to address the demand for more sustainable materials while engaging with stakeholders to drive innovation and progress.
Shelly Group accelerates expansion into the professional building and energy management market. Shelly Group SE is expanding its pro product portfolio with the introduction of the world's first smart miniature circuit breakers, MCBs, in a compact 1M form factor. These MCBs offer real-time monitoring capabilities for early detection of anomalies in energy consumption, enhancing overall building safety. The company is also launching a broad professional smart circuit breaker portfolio with integrated Ethernet, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth connectivity, expanding the addressable market for professional applications. The global market volume for smart circuit breakers is expected to reach $5.8 billion by 2033, with a CAGR of around 10.5%. Market launch is scheduled for early 2026 after completion of certification processes.
Mining news breaks: ES Gold Corp. S, OTCQB, ESAUF, Z7D, revenue-focused approach. Featured in Mining Podcast, as Goldcorp, a fully permitted pre-production resource company, is taking a revenue-focused approach with plans to profitably extract significant residue minerals from the Mondoban mine project. The company's near-term strategy involves building revenues before significant exploration, starting with a tailings recovery operation scheduled to begin in 2026. This operation will not only benefit the environment and surrounding communities, but also allow ES Gold to harvest residual gold, silver, and mica for construction and road projects. CEO Gordon Robb highlighted the company's unique approach, emphasizing their proximity to production, with a mill on-site and ready to process tailings piles. ES Gold aims to become cash flow positive and use the revenue for further exploration, setting them apart from traditional exploration companies. Executive Chairman Sevdet Caner announces launch of Global Critical Resources. Executive Chairman Sevdet Caner and CEO Richard Bunning have launched Global Critical Resources Corporation, focusing on mining essential resources for advanced technologies and renewable energy. The company operates Minera Tres Valles, a copper mine in Chile, and Tataki Mine, a nickel, cobalt, and platinum group metal asset in Botswana. GCR Group revitalizes high-potential assets to create efficient, future-ready operations, emphasizing sustainability and responsible production. MTV in Chile produces high-quality copper cathodes, while Tataki Mine in Botswana is set to generate over $4.2 billion in revenue over the next decade, contributing to Botswana's economic growth. GCR Group plans to expand its portfolio by acquiring and investing in critical mineral assets globally, with NIU Invest as a strategic partner.
Mining News Breaks, McEwen Inc., UX, appoints Ian Ball as vice chairman to drive growth strategy. McEwen Inc., trading on the NYSE and TSX under the symbols MUX, has appointed Ian Ball as vice chairman to drive the company's growth strategy. Ball, a former president and CEO of Abitibi Royalties Inc., will focus on advancing exploration, capital allocation, and long-term growth opportunities, including doubling production by 2030. Chairman Rob McEwen stated that Ball's operational expertise and capital markets experience will shape the company's future. McEwen Inc. provides exposure to gold, copper, and silver in the Americas through producing mines and development projects. Rob McEwen, chairman and chief owner, aims to build share value and establish a dividend similar to his success with Goldcorp Inc. MUX shares are publicly traded on the NYSE and TSX under the symbol MUX.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.